Matt Greenwood with you on KGF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Speaking to Kevin Howley, head coach of St. Pius Softball, before we talk to him about the Class 2 District 2 tournament coming up here Wednesday, Thursday for him, as his group is the 2 seed out of a 6-team district. But before we get to that, I just want to mention that our blood drive continues at the Jefferson County Family YMCA, so please get on out there and give blood if you can. All right, Coach Howley is again with us, and Coach, you guys are the 2 seed, as I just mentioned, in this Class 2 District 2 tournament. You guys have won 4 of your last 5 matchups. You guys are 12-6 at this point, going into the districts with 1 game left today against Bishop DeBerg at Afton. But yeah, just let's talk about this stretch of 5 games where you've won 4 of them and you've scored 10 or more runs. You must be liking your offense right now.
Yeah, you know, we've had stretches in this one where we swing the bat pretty well, take good at bats, do a lot of good things offensively, have with base running and things like that, and that creates some runs for us. It's been a little bit of a weird schedule. We normally leave a lot of space at the end for rainouts to do makeups, and we just haven't had any. So we're going to get a lot of some practice time in last week and this week to get ready for districts. So,
I mean, as far as that goes, I mean, as a coach, obviously you want your girls to get the gameplay and the game experience, but do you feel like, you know, not having as many games on the back end of your schedule, like maybe practice is a good time to just sort of clear the minds and just, you know, maybe have a little bit more focus without having to worry about taking a loss or anything like that?
Yeah, it can be a little bit of a double-edged type of thing. Having those games, you get those kids locked in with at bats and seeing pitching and things like that. So you want to have those games to do that, but being able to work on some stuff that you're seeing towards the end of the year to get it right for district time, or getting some bodies rested and some arms rested is always a big thing for us. So we're going to use the time to rest some kids up, make sure we're completely healthy and ready to go, and probably work on a couple of things that we expect to see out of the teams we'll see come district time.
All right, very well. Coach, every time we have a conversation about your team, we always start with A.J. Eggers, and rightfully so. 2 home runs this year, 18 runs driven in, a sub-3 ERA, 9 complete games for you. Then we always transition over to Victoria Arriaga, who's got 4 home runs and 30 runs driven in, both to lead your team. And then, of course, the Flanagan sisters as well. So why don't we go back to that? Because those 4 produce quite well for you, don't they?
Yeah, you know, they're the first 4 in our lineup for a reason. And, you know, they've had very good years this year in getting on base and then turning around and driving in runs and doing the things that need to be done to help us be successful. And we're light years ahead of where we were last year offensively, and a big reason for that is those 4 kids just put the work in the off season to be better and more consistent, and that's something we really hadn't been the last few years, was consistent.
I know offense is definitely going to play in this district tournament. You got a lot of teams in here with records that are either sub 500 or right around 500, not including yourself. Of course, you and Kelly, the top 2 seeds. Jefferson has been hovering around 500 all year. But based on the numbers that your girls have put up this year, it appears offense is something that could carry you, but also pitching is very important. And A.J. Eggers, like I just mentioned, a sub-3 ERA. Going into the final game of the regular season, it's barely above 2, actually, at 2.13 to be more exact. But as far as A.J. Eggers and the pitching development over the throughout this season for her and the others, what have you seen?
You know, A.J.'s going to be a kid that's going to shoulder the load for us, you know, from here on out. We've been able to, with a couple other kids and Izzy McAfee and Maggie Key, to get her some more time outside of the circle to keep that arm a little fresher at this time of year. You know, and we've been able to be very successful with them there, with them playing that role. So, you know, AJ's had some time off. She hasn't thrown since last Monday with 9 seniors. She didn't throw on senior night Tuesday. So she'll throw tonight, and she'll kind of knock some rust off, and if it's there. But she'll be well rested come Thursday for whoever we see.
All right, very well, Coach Halley. We'll get you out on this. As I've mentioned numerous times already, Kelly is the top seed. You guys are the two seed. Potential for a rematch with the R7 Blue Jays, who you were able to knock off 9-1 earlier this year. But without singling out just R7 and taking a look at the district as a whole, how do you feel like your girls match up with everyone you could potentially play?
You know, offensively, if we produce the way that we are capable of producing and the way we have produced at times this year, I think that we match up with a lot of people, especially with AJ in the circle. There's some teams that if you don't play well enough, they can come up and bite you. And, you know, Kelly and Jefferson are both two of those schools. Jefferson's got two extremely dangerous hitters in their lineup that if you don't keep them under control, they can make you pay. And then Kelly's just, they're one of the iconic programs at our classification. They've been to, numerous Final Fours every year, or, you know, the past couple of decades, and they're very well coached, and they play a lot of softball during the year against some tough competition. So I like our chances, but we have to pitch well, we have to feel well, and we got to hit well.
Hey, those are the three facets of winning softball, aren't they?
yes.
Yeah.
And I know it's probably oversimplified it a little bit, but you can't say it any much any other way. I'm not, we're not a shoo-in to get anywhere. We got to get by Thursday because that's going to be a tough competition that day.
Yep, certainly is. All right, Coach. Well, good luck today against Bishop DeBerg. Hopefully, Agers is able to knock off that rust, if there is any. And we look forward to seeing how St. Pius softball does throughout the Class 2 District 2 tournament.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage, Matt. Thanks for everything.
You're welcome. That is Kevin Halley, head coach of the St. Pius Lancers, joining us today on KJO Sports Talk.